According to Marlborough's Mayor Nadine Taylor, good fortune is not enough when it comes to saving ships and their passengers from disaster in Cook Strait. Nadine Taylor, alongside with the Wellington Regional Council Chair Darren Ponter, wants to talk to the Transport Minister about getting a tugboat capable of helping a big ship in trouble in rough waters of the Strait. We're joined now by Nadine Taylor. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, good morning.
Okay, so what is the problem here? There are tugboats. We know when there was an incident recently where one of the ferries lost power, they did go out to help. You don't believe they were sufficient?
Yes, there are tugboats, and the Lady Liz went out to help as well. But those tugboats are port tugboats, Centreport and Port Marlborough. They're designed for inner harbour work, just for moving vessels around in the inner harbour and to the wharf. They're not designed for that open sea work. And in fact, after the Kaitaki incident, the Wellington Harbour Master raised concerns around whether they would have enough power grunt to have actually been effective in helping the Kaitaki in that situation that she found herself in.
So what would a dedicated tug, open sea tug, need to be able to do? Actually tug the boat or drag the boat away from rocks or something?
Yeah, look, my understanding is, and you know, there are technical experts in this area, but it's all around the power capacity, the bollard pull of the vessel. And those smaller tugs just don't have that power capacity to hold and move a larger vessel in trouble in the open waters. And so it's a size and capacity issue. We need to be looking at something larger, more dedicated for the Cook Strait open sea situation.
Do we have an idea of what the cost is of such a tug and how much it would actually be used?
No, that's something that we want to raise with the government. What the Greater Wellington Regional Council, Darren Ponter and myself have done, have discussed the risk aspect. And we've said that we think that there is risk. We think that there is an adequate consideration at the moment as to how we would manage that risk. And so we want to discuss that with the government, given that we're the two councils that sit on either side of Cook Strait. We have some responsibilities, but not for the open waters. So the issue of cost and design, you know, that needs to be worked through. And does this vessel need to have a day job in order to sustain itself? Also needs to be worked through. But we're at the starting point. We've identified risk. We want to talk about solutions.
Right, that's what I was going to ask in terms of it's effectively an insurance policy and whether or not whether it just be sitting there the whole time. That's the problem, isn't it?
And that is the problem. And I mean, that's the nature of insurance. We take it out and we hope we never need to use it. We have fire engines on standby when planes come into airports. That's a legislative requirement. We hope we never have to use them either, of course. But the question is it a risk that we're willing to bear without taking out some level of insurance in the form of either a tugboat or some other vessel with rescue salvage capacity? And so I think that's the discussion that we want to raise with the government around Cook Strait particularly. It's our State Highway 1 maritime corridor. We're an island nation. We have a lot of lives travelling back and forth across that pretty treacherous piece of water. And I think we need to talk about what we do in terms of risk and risk management.
Nadine Taylor, thank you very much for that. Marlborough's Mayor.